Blessed Good Friday on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And it is time now for coffee, and we're going to talk about Good Friday.
We are going to talk about Good Friday.
From a different perspective.
Yeah. So
sometimes we dig into, from a vocational perspective, various aspects of life, this Lutheran life in a world that is not Lutheran.
No.
One vocation we get to dig into, we get to talk with our favorite clinical psychologist, Dr. Jack Fyans, here in just a moment, and look at Good Friday, particularly from the side of feelings. I know. We're going to talk about feelings. Everybody runs and hides. We're talking about feelings.
Oh, no. Boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Grab your coffee.
I have a good angle on this. Trust me on this.
Thanks okay, to our, Andy.
Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find them at cuw.edu or kfuo.org in the underwriter section. Find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin. On the phone with us this morning, Dr. Jack Fyans, our favorite clinical psychologist. Dr. Fyans, how are you this morning?
I'm all about my feelings.
Well, good. We're in the right space.
I'm having a non-Lutheran moment. I'm feeling everything.
Oh, boy.
Well, give us a little bit of context here about your work as a clinical psychologist.
Well, we deal with a lot of, unfortunately, what we run into in our office, there's a lot of anxiety and a lot of depression, a lot of panic. A lot of things that may or may not have traumatized something in their past, something they've done or something did to them, whatever. So we run, that comes basically flying in our office every day for 12 hours. So that's a lot of it out there, unfortunately, mm-hmm. And quite frankly, many of them are Lutherans or Christians or whatever. But so they're not immune to any kind of anxiety or depression or whatever. It's all there.
In a little more context, Lutherans and understanding feelings. Where do they, feelings and emotions, where does this all fit into the grand scheme of things?
Well, I think that the interesting thing is with Good Friday, we have the cross, we have Christ on the cross, and some people feel, when you see that cross, they can very easily feel a lot of guilt over their own sins and their own lives, which obviously can cause a lot of anxiety or depression. Or they can feel a lot of shame because of something they did that they think they've done to somebody else or something somebody's done to them or something embarrassing, something that is really abusive or whatever, and they feel shameful for it because they're looking smack dab at the cross, the Lamb of God, the cross for them. And so it can generate a whole lot of anxiety, a whole lot of panic, a whole lot of depression in people because shame and guilt are things that are, I use this term a couple times today, are natural to the human being. And natural, by the way, then that naturally leads to a person's guilt or despondency or anxiety or agitation.
And I want to dig into that shame and guilt in just a minute. But before we dig into that even further, feelings, emotions, how do we look at that as Lutherans? Would you consider these like a first article thing when we're talking about, you know, from a creedal perspective and how God provides for us? Would you consider this more of a first article topic?
I think it could be. I think the one thing I realize is that if you look at the broad picture of things, even away from that, you got to look at God himself. He's a God of feelings. He's not just a God of knowledge and power. He's a God of feelings. And he put those kind of feelings, that kind of ability in us, but he wants us to feel right, not wrong. I mean, some people could say, well, if you take a look at his own word, in Exodus 20, he used a term to describe himself. He says, I am a jealous God, okay? Which, if you take that in the Hebrew, it means he's extremely interested in making sure that we're his children, doesn't want us to go astray. You'll also see in John 3:16, he says, he loved the world so much, he gave his only begotten son. Some people translate a lot of that into saying God himself is hopelessly in love with us people, hopelessly in love with us. He never ceases to try to get us in his kingdom. And a God that does that, has feelings for people, feelings of love, feelings of encouragement, feelings of strength. So it's natural that we, as his people and his creed, would have feelings also. Unfortunately, sometimes our feelings go astray and take us the wrong direction. And sometimes I was joking about the Lutherans. Sometimes Lutherans tend to have a lot of cognitive knowledge of God, a lot of legal stuff, which is good, but they can't sense the feeling that God has for you, that he recently established the churches is so that we could see his love for us. If you take a look at Luke 24, coming up pretty soon here in the season of Easter, what's going on there? Luke 24 is where he is walking with the disciples who are doubting every step of the way, telling them about his love for them, even the history of it. And one thing I want to point out is when he comes to the disciples on the first night of Easter, what's the first thing he says to them? Peace be unto you, right? And in fact, some research has shown that the word peace is used by Jesus more times than anything else in the New Testament. He's giving people peace so they can feel and be at peace with themselves, not shame and not in guilt.
So I want to go back to this concept of these feelings being natural. Like these happen to everybody, maybe on different levels, and maybe they affect people one way or another a little bit more. Everybody has these emotions, but what kinds of situations cause us in general to have shame, and what kind of situations cause us to have guilt, and if it's something that's been acted upon us or something that we're doing to somebody else?
Well, let's take the first time feelings or emotions in humans are dealt with in the Bible. You know what it was?
No.
First time. Well, take a good look at Genesis 3. Two people sin. There are only two people on earth, right? And what happens after they sin? They run away.
They feel
shame. Into the trees, right, or whatever. And God's walking on the garden, and he says, what are you doing underneath there? And he said, cleaning ourselves up because we were naked. And the answer to him, God, is, who told you you're naked? You're the only people here, okay? Immediately after they sinned, they develop selves, S-E-L-F. And self-interest always looks for right, wrong, good, bad, and they felt shame and guilt for what they had done. And that's what Genesis 3 starts with, who told you you were naked? And from that point forward, if the answer is we tell ourselves we don't match up, we can even look at the cross and say, oh my, I'm shameful, I'm guilty, and then something's wrong. But you see, so if you ask the question, where does those bad feelings come from? They come directly from our own sense of self, and our own sense of self comes from eating that fruit on that tree, from taking that first step against God. Because bad feelings come from bad actions, and bad reactions come from bad feelings such as anxiety, suspiciousness, fear, depression, etc. But that's not how he wants us to feel. Because what happened right after he said, who told you you were naked? What did he say to him? He says, your life's going to be harder, but I'm going to save you. Genesis 3:15, I'm going to send an answer to save you people from yourselves. You can't save yourself from yourself. So you're going to have to rely on me, and then we go right back to Good Friday. And what are we looking at on Good Friday? The cross. And what happens to the cross? The cross is the fact that Jesus Christ died for ourselves because ourselves couldn't save ourselves. And he is so hopelessly in love with us, he sent his own son to take all of our guilt, all of our actions, all of our feelings, all of our negativity on the cross and end it. You follow me on that?
For the most part.
Okay.
My brain's a little slower, but let's look at, we only have a few minutes left. I want to get into shame and guilt. Is there, from your perspective, is there a difference between shame and guilt? And then we'll talk more about Good Friday in a moment.
Yeah, good. Shame is the nature that I've done something wrong, okay? And guilt is the next step, which I have responsibility for. Shame is more like you did something wrong, socially or, observably. But guilt is when you say, I am doomed because I did that wrong. It's a next step. They're cousins of each other. But you first generally feel shame, and then you can feel guilt about it. But you see, all of that is where we focus. If we focus our eyes on ourselves, we get shame socially, or shame because we have our personalities, and guilt because we didn't quite make it. That's, we don't feel that way. But what does Christ do? He says, your justification is not based on you. Your justification is not based on what you can do to save yourself. You focus on me and focus on me only. Focus on me, and I will give you justification because of my sinless sacrifice on the cross. And you see, it all wraps together in Genesis. And in Genesis, we walked away from there, eating that fruit, created our own selves and created sin and created self and guilt and and embarrassment, and then and shame. But then when he comes, what does he say on the cross? What's the last words he says on the cross? He says "tetelestai" in Greek, which means it is
finished.
The bill is paid. It's over. Mm-hmm. So everything we've ever done to make us shameful and guilty is done. The visa bill has been paid. We didn't pay it, but it's paid. So when it says it is finished, it means your bill is you don't have to be full of shame and guilt anymore. You rely on me for your justification, and I will get you to Romans 8, and I will get you to be with me in heaven. That's the whole purpose of Good Friday. It's the end of the bill. It's paid. So no matter how shameful or guilty or what kind of bad feelings you have in yourself, I took care of it. And I find it fascinating that when you look at Jesus on the cross, the very last thing that I said on the cross, which is "tetelestai," the bill is paid, ends the stuff on the cross. First statement on the cross is what's the very first thing he says on the cross? He says, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." And if you read that in the Greek, it's sort of it's an imperative tense to his dad saying, "Dad, from this point forward, you've got to forgive mankind because I'm on this cross and I'm sacrificing myself for them. So you've got to forgive them." And then he ends it by saying the bill is paid. So that is if you ask about human feelings, shame and guilt, we start with that in ourselves. We start that burden ourselves because we crossed the line and we took the fruit. But then, and we deal with this forever and ever and ever in our lives. But in the end game is the bill has been paid. We don't even feel shame or guilt anymore because God took it on himself. A professor at the seminary once said that justification means it's just as if we never sinned.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what happens on that cross. It's when you look at that cross, and when God looks at that cross or through the cross at us, it said it's justification was almost it's just as if we never sinned. And he asked the question, what do I run into in my office, okay? When I can get people to understand that and sense that and believe that, their anxiety, their panic, their depression, their weariness, their agitation decreases completely. It goes right back to what Jesus said to the disciples, "Peace be with you. The peace I give you is not of this world."
Dr. Jack Fiennes, clinical psychologist, thanks for walking us through those feelings, those emotions that we as humans deal with, but particularly how that relates to us as we now look at these services that we'll be attending later today on Good Friday.
Good Friday is the essence of the beginning. It's a new beginning. Everybody looks at Easter as a new beginning. A new beginning is on Good Friday when God came into the visa office of the devil and said, "This guy sins, Jack Fiennes, sins are forgiven. And Andrew Bates, sins are forgiven. Everybody's sins are forgiven. It's the bill, no more charges."
Thanks, Dr. Fiennes, for being our guest on the Coffee Hour.
Hey, God's blessing. Very happy Easter, happy Good Friday, happy Monday, Thursday, happy everything. Mm-hmm.